Hello, Audio Boo. This is Adam Daniel Mazet here at The Real ADM. You know, something I was thinking about is politics. You know, Switzerland's a really good example of a country that works. It's a country that works, that functions at a very high level. And politically speaking, I think it's a really interesting example for a type of, let's say, civil organization that a lot of countries would probably enjoy trying. For those of you who don't know, Switzerland's got this really interesting participatory democracy. Anything that needs to be done on a very local, granular level. And in that sense, that anything that needs to be changed in a given neighborhood needs to be decided upon by the most local of local councils. The federal government that's based in Bern really can't influence things on that local of a level. There's a lot of referenda, there's a lot of votes and plebiscites, there's a lot of cooperation, there's a lot of camaraderie. You know, Switzerland's this interesting cobbled-together nation of French speakers, Italian speakers, German speakers in the majority, and of course the Romansh speakers, but that's really not, that's not really much of a factor. And they manage to get along very harmoniously, and every time I visit there, I'm just amazed at how highly functioning it works. It's a very, very expensive, high cost of living society. Everything is well provided for. Everything is clean and organized. The people are basically very, very decent. I'm not going to use the word nice. The people are very decent and correct. And like most Germanic type of societies, in particular, I think Switzerland is a great example of what a lot of societies strive for. Why am I talking about this? Because the government organization that we have in a country like Canada, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, I don't know how it would work because it's evolved very organically to fit a certain circumstance at the time that that circumstance was needed. But now that things have changed and Canadian society, especially here in the biggest city in the country, in Toronto, has changed markedly, a new model needs to come into play. And something along the lines of a participatory democracy a la Switzerland's would work interesting in a city like Toronto if Toronto, for example, were partitioned off from the rest of Canada, allowed to function as a type of a city-state. I'm really big on city-states, incidentally. I think city-states are a la Berlin during the Cold War, like an island in the rest of, you know, of a chaotic, archaic, ridiculous morass of constant bickering and finger-pointing. I think city-states are really the way to go. But I know this is a bit of a muddle, but I was thinking about that today. Switzerland, revolutionizing politics and participatory democracy on the local level. AdamDanielMazet.com. Check it out.